And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The Hilliard University Art Museum on the UL Lafayette campus has three exhibits on display now. Contemporary Masters Works on Paper, The Art of George Dunbar, and Walter Anderson's Shearwater Pottery. The Hilliard University Art Museum is open Tuesday through Saturday. For more information, you can stop by their website. You can nominate women for the Women of Excellence Award through the end of July. For a nomination form, the website is lafayettela.gov/LCNW, or you can call the Lafayette Commission on the Needs of Women at 291-8447. The Lafayette Science Museum continues the exhibit Fossil Giants, Dinosaurs, and Mammals through the summer. Their website is lafayettesciencemuseum.org. At the Acadiana Center for the Arts in the main gallery, the exhibit Mothership, Dreaming of a Future Past by Don Dito is on display through September. For more information, you can go to the ACA website. Wanderlust Theater Company continues its run of The Comedy of Errors by Shakespeare, Shakespeare on the Green, outdoors. Their run this week will be the 23rd through the 26th, Wednesday through Saturday at 7:30 p.m. The show will start again at 7:30 each evening. You can bring blankets or chairs to relax on the lawn, which is the green space at the corner of St. John and Convent in downtown Lafayette. Tickets are pay what you will, or you can purchase VIP seating at errors.eventbrite.com. That's Shakespeare's The Comedy of Errors, kind of Shakespeare in the Park, Shakespeare on the Green near downtown Lafayette. In New Iberia, the musical Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat will run through July 27th. Tickets are available by calling IPAL at 364-6114 or email them at ipal@cox.net. Acting Unlimited Incorporated continues its run of Euripides' Medea, translated by Robinson Jeffers, this Saturday, Friday and Saturday at Burke Hawthorne Hall in the theater. Tickets are available online, or you can reserve them by calling 484-0172 or purchase tickets at the theater on the nights of the performances. That's this weekend, Friday and Saturday, the 25th and 26th at 7:30, Medea by Euripides. Red, White, and Tuna continues at Cité des Arts this weekend. Kyle Bork and Shane Gilbo are performing and producing the play at Cité. Tickets are available by going to the Cité website or calling them at 291-1122. Acting up in Acadiana's Summer Youth Shakespeare Ensemble presents The Taming of the Shrew through this weekend. Tickets are available by calling the Acadiana Center for the Arts or going to their website. The Summer Youth Shakespeare Ensemble is in its 12th year. There are well over 40 students ages 10 through 18 who are performing in the roles. The Summer Youth Ensemble is led by professional theater staff, including Hector LaSala, Danny DeVillier, and many others. Tickets, again, available through the ACA or call them. You can take a chance and get them at the door, but probably a good idea to reserve your tickets for this weekend. In Lake Charles, the Children's Theater Company continues its summer workshops. There are workshops going through this week. Next week, Kids in Showbiz for students ages 5 through 18 will run July 28th through August 1st. For information or registration, the website is children's theater.cc. This is the Children's Theater Company of Lake Charles. And this week, the Lafayette Parish School System has centralized registration processes. You can go through them on Wednesday and Thursday of this week at LaRosen School. That will be 11 to 7 tomorrow, Wednesday, July 23rd, and Thursday, July 24th. There will be additional registration days on Friday, August 1st, and Monday, August 4th. The LaRosen Elementary Building is at 516 East Pinhook Road in Lafayette, kind of a one-stop shop for registering your child and finding out about services. The historic Delta Grand Theater presents Peter Pan July 25th through the 27th. Tickets are available by going to their website or giving them a call. The Bayou Beau Arts and Dance Summer Arts Program in Franklin will have their student art show and dance recital this Saturday, July 26th at the Broussard Harris Recreation Center. For more information, you can go to their website or give them a call. And there will be a special concert by singer-songwriter Walter Jr. this Sunday, July 27th. The concert performance is called The Return of the Prodigal Son, A Story of Homecoming, and that will be in Lafayette at the First United Methodist Church on Lee Avenue. Vermilionville will offer a special professional development workshop, free for educators, next Monday, July 28th, and Tuesday, July 29th at Vermilionville. The workshop is for teachers of grades 4 through 12, both in regular classroom settings and in French immersion pathways. For information or to register, please contact Vermilionville, and they can tell you how you can register. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. You can download many of our locally produced programs as podcasts or listen to them, archived shows, at our website. You can support KRVS securely at any time. Click on the Support the Station Now button or find out more about donating your vehicle, car, truck, boat, RV. There's a big red button at the bottom of our homepage. If you click on it, you can go to a page and fill out information about your car or call the toll-free number there. Stay with us this afternoon and evening. We are with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6. Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air from 6 to 7. And at 7, we begin our evening of locally produced jazz, beginning with Mr. Bob Gushereau's Music of Yesteryears at 7, John Green's Night Train Jazz from 8 until 10, and Djalma Garnier's Passport to Modern Jazz from 10 until midnight. At midnight, it is Judy Carmichael's Jazz Inspired. In just a few moments, we join NPR's All Things Considered.